If you're a fella over 40 trying to stay in shape and you're wondering what supplements should I take, what supplements do I not need to take, do I need to continue taking these supplements I'm currently taking for the rest of my life, then today I'm going to clarify everything for you, because recently I couldn't remember what pills I'd already taken that day and what pills I still had to take. Namely, I was taking too many bloody supplements, spending over $100 every month on things I wasn't really sure were working. So as such, my planned vacation to France came at the perfect time. It gave me a great opportunity to test the waters of going completely supplement free instead of packing my various pills and potions in my luggage. I decided to go cold turkey, no supplements at all for 2 weeks on holiday and also for the 2 weeks afterwards. And today I'm going to tell you what happened to me, the good, the bad, the ugly of going cold turkey on supplements. Hey, yeah, Chris here from Over 40 Freaking Awesome, where I help guys over 40 to look and feel freaking awesome. I have been a fitness and lifestyle coach for guys over 40 for 15 years now. I have a lot of experience doing that, but also a lot of experience trying to keep my own ass in shape as my body starts arguing with me and as a busy dad of three and business owner. So everything I recommend to you here is based on sustainable, realistic things that busy guys like us can actually do, rather than weird and wonderful hacks that may sound great in theory, but ultimately we don't have a hope in hell of ever putting those into practice. So let's talk about supplements after 40 years old. Like I said, I was a bit wary of going cold turkey on vacation. I worried if I would immediately start suffering from low testosterone symptoms, having terrible sleep, high stress levels, too exhausted to stroll to the local boulangerie for a baguette because I wasn't taking my supplements. So 4 weeks later, I'm here to tell you that for me anyway, as I say, some of the outcomes were good, some were weird, and some were a little bit painful. Let's dive into what happened to me and what may very well happen to you if you stop taking supplements and what supplements I recommend you keep on taking. So why was I taking so many supplements in the first place, you may ask? Here's the tricky thing with the various vitamins and minerals that we take in pursuit of perfect health. The outcomes sound great, don't they? They're sold to us as a cure for things we all suffer from, quite generic things, but we want to avoid them. So we think, oh, I'm low on energy, I should take B vitamins. I have crap sleep, I should take magnesium. I have low testosterone, I should take zinc. I'm stressed out, I should take ashwagandha. I have an enlarged prostate, I need to take saw palmetto. I have a slow thyroid, I better take some selenium. I have achy joints, I have to take fish oil. I could go on forever. The theory is that we suffer in various ways due to a lack of something, an imbalance that a certain vitamin or mineral will fix. And since it's a pain in the ass to get all of that from food, we should just supplement forever with a handful of pills to become the kind of happy, clappy, focused, well-rested, pain-free specimens guys like us want to be as we get older. But then the problem is that we're locked in. We're fearful of what might happen if we ever stop taking something. We think, if magnesium helps me sleep, maybe I'll never be able to fall asleep without magnesium. Like I said, with a little trepidation, off I went on vacation to La Belle France, half wondering if I'd have to find a local pharmacy to stock up on a dozen things after a few days when my body fell apart. And to be honest, nothing bad really happened, but my interior monologue became a bit weird, to be honest. You see, when you're trying to be hyper aware of how you're feeling, you're keen to detect any subtle changes, you ask yourself more often than seems sane, am I stressed? Am I energetic? Do I feel high testosterone-y? And it's impossible to tell from hour to hour or even day to day, right? I also realized being on vacation possibly wasn't the best time to start the cold turkey experiment anyway, since I was sleeping and resting a lot, which is automatically great for hormonal balance. Stress was low as I had no work. The kids were happy as long as they had an unending supply of drinks and ice cream. Sunshine and being outside meant loads of vitamin D, which is a big testosterone booster in itself. I had lots of feel-good endorphins. I was just happy in general. And the warm weather and the lack of hard workouts meant my joints felt fine too. So the real test was to come in the final 2 weeks when I returned to not-so-sunny Ireland with its rain, work stress and regular busy family life. But after 2 weeks at home, still completely supplement free, it was still good news. My sleep was great, stress was still low, energy was as good as it was when I was taking supplements, and as far as I could tell, my hormonal balance was fine. So far so good. It turns out I can save myself a ton of money on some supplements I thought I had to take forever, but plot twist, the lack of others started to affect me after a few weeks. So within a week of getting back home, I was still saying no to all supplements, but two things started to bug me. I was waking up at 3 a.m. again, needing a pee, and then struggling to fall asleep again, which messed up my sleep, which made me grumpy, which meant I didn't want to work out, which meant I wanted to snack on crap. And that kind of vicious cycle I've talked about before, when our sleep is crap, started to kick in again. And then the second thing that happened was that my knees and elbows and shoulders were low-level achy again in the mornings. Now, I had been supplementing before I went on vacation with saw palmetto, which has been proven to reduce an enlarged prostate. And that was causing my slow flow of pee now and the more frequent urination, including at annoyingly early morning times. And I'd also been taking 5 milliliters of, well, not even 5 milliliters. It was just like a tablespoon. God knows how many milliliters it was. I didn't overthink it. But I'd been taking fish oil for my joints, as I'd found in the past, that it helped kind of grease the grooves and avoid stiffness for me. So now I felt very much like an old creaky man at 47 with my joint pains and my frequent bathroom visits. This was not good. On the one hand, this was bad news because life has started to suck. But on the other hand, it at least meant that I knew that those two supplements, saw palmetto and fish oil, were useful things for me to keep on taking. That's not to say that all the other supplements I was taking for hormonal balance and stress and sleep are useless and you shouldn't take them, but they are clearly things that we can take a break from. You can cycle them. We can use them on a as-needed basis. If your sleep is starting to suck, start taking some magnesium. If you're starting to suffer from some low testosterone symptoms, by all means, consider things like zinc and boron and vitamin D that may well boost testosterone back to where it should be, but they aren't necessary to take for the rest of your life, spending a fortune in the process. So what do I recommend you do with all of this information? I know you don't really want to hear about my French holiday. You want to understand, what do I do? What I recommend to you is, if you've fallen down a rabbit hole of taking lots of supplements because you've read that they are good for certain things that you're trying to avoid, just stop taking them for a wee while. You need to know what you need, because your diet or lifestyle or age dictates it, and what you're taking out of just pure fear. Because in a practical sense, it's your diet and lifestyle habits that ultimately will dictate your sleep quality, your stress levels, your hormonal balance, your energy, your mood, and your mobility. It's not any wonder pill or potion. So by all means, learn from my experiment. Save your money for the supplements that you find out after a bit of trial and error are what you need and what works for you. I hope that helped you understand the weird, wonderful world of supplements. You can save money. You don't need to take canned foods, but there are some things that you may find you need longer term and some things that you don't. If you are a guy 40 plus trying to lose some weight and you are clueless about how many calories to eat and what those calories should consist of in terms of protein, carbohydrates and fats, then there is a link in the description to a free calories and macros calculator through the wonders of AI, like everything is these days. If you click on that link, it will open up a Facebook Messenger chat, and this wee chatbot will ask you questions about your age and your activity levels, and then within 60 seconds will tell you how many calories to eat each day and what those calories should consist of for you to start losing the weight that you want to lose. You can then cross-reference that with the calories in your regular breakfasts and lunches and dinners, and now you know exactly what to eat and what portions to eat to finally lose your belly. So check out that link in the description if you're trying to lose some weight. But otherwise, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, review, do all that jazz on whatever app you are consuming this on, and I will chat to you soon, mate. Take care.